Now we remember an old friend of this program. Dan Shore joined me here in the studio for many years until he passed away last summer. He'd been explaining the news to us for decades. And this time last year, Dan was interviewed by his son. It was part of the National Day of Listening, a project from StoryCorps, encouraging you to sit down with a loved one over Thanksgiving and listen. Here's a portion of Jonathan Shore's conversation with his father as the tenacious newsman's career neared its end.
Most people retire maybe a quarter century earlier, and you're still going strong at 93.
I'm going, maybe not strong, but I'm going.
Why?
I guess because I would not know what I would do if and when I retire. I'm not a golf player, and I can't play tennis anymore because of a bum knee. It's fun here. I mean, NPR is a wonderful place in the first place because they don't require a lot of you physically. I don't have to run around and stand in front of cameras, and it's fun. I enjoy taking complicated things and trying to reduce them to something a little simpler. I love it when people say, I listen to you on the air. I may still have that kind of vanity. And why don't I retire? Because what's the fun in retiring?
So, as anyone who follows your Twitter feed knows, you became a grandfather earlier this year.
Yeah.
At the age of 92, when my sister Lisa and her husband Alex had their fantastic baby daughter, Nora. I imagine that when Nora's a teenager, she's going to go back and she's going to listen to this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like her to know?
What would I like? First of all, I think she should know, if she doesn't already know, that she is a very lucky girl. We're a couple of generations from the immigrants who came to the United States, and sons and daughters of immigrants. You have loving parents and parents who know how to provide for you. And if I may say so, you have loving grandparents as well. So be aware of that. You're a lucky kid. For the other thing, my advice to you is, would you read now and then and turn off the television set? We've been saying that in my family for a long time, so you now inherit that.
Dan Shore with his son, Jonathan, for StoryCorps National Day of Listening Project. You can find tips on how to interview a loved one at nationaldayoflistening.org. This is NPR News.